There are several schools scattered across the United States that promise that you can learn the appliance repair business in 3 weeks of schooling. What a joke! It's a complete farce. The best that you can hope for in 3 weeks of schooling in appliance repair is to establish an acquaintance, a little nibbling tidbit of information, the tip of the iceberg at best. Now, why is this true, and how can I prove it to you? Well, first off, let's step back and compare a three-week school to a three-year school. I mean, really, to become a plumber or an electrician, you have to go to school for years. Because it takes years to learn a new career. To become a surgeon, you have to go to school for 10 years. No intelligent person is going to expect to learn and master a new trade in 3 weeks. It's just totally ridiculous. Now, that's just not my opinion. I have some facts to back it up. Because I fell into that same trap and opened a school and operated it for several years, teaching 10 to 20 guys in a school laboratory setting, and I gained firsthand experience on just exactly what happens in that school atmosphere. Here's the problem. Looking back at my students who were dedicated and diligent guys, they were not goof-offs. They were not just kids who were going to go out and get drunk at night and come in all hungover the next day. These were serious middle-aged men who wanted to learn a new career. But the facts are that most, if not all, of the students that enter such a vocational trade school are not used to studying, for starters. They are also not used to tough physical activity, like getting down on the floor for 4 hours and crawling around repairing appliances. It's tiring when you first do it. Is it realistic to expect a 40-year-old guy who hasn't been in school for 20 years to study at night, listen to lectures for several hours a day, and work on appliances for 3 or 4 hours a day? I mean, they really want to, but let me tell you what really happens. Their enthusiasm wanes after about 3 days. Their tongues start hanging down to their knees, and they're creaking around like old men because they're stiff and sore, and they're just tired. They need a break, and an hour isn't going to do it. They need a couple days recovery to get their back right and to get used to the new pace. It's tough. By the fifth day, their brains are fried. They can't absorb anymore. They're getting bleary in the middle of the lectures. They're starting to be distracted easily. This became very obvious to me and caused me to reevaluate and actually close up the school because I was not performing an honest service for these gentlemen. In the ideal situation, they needed to study before they came to the school, which I did institute, by the way, and it helped some. They needed to study, listen to the lectures, work on appliances, a maximum of 3 days, and then go home and absorb and practice what they learned, and then come back a month or two later for 3 days. Back and forth, back and forth. But this is totally impractical. There's too much information for a human being to grasp in a short period of 3 weeks. I found that by the middle of the second week, the folks weren't learning anything. They couldn't remember what they learned on the first and second day. The concepts were gone. They had not been absorbed. And these were intelligent, dedicated people. It just didn't work. I felt sorry for them. They were all beat up and sore and absolutely worn out and needed to go home and recover. My conclusion is that in order to learn the appliance repair trade or career requires a long-term, diligent, slow pace of encountering problems, reviewing, studying problems and their solutions, experimenting, and gradually learning each type of appliance and what little miserable tricks it's going to pull on you over a period of time. It actually takes several years of working diligently in the appliance repair business before your mind absorbs all of the tricks and starts to see repeats and similar problems, and you gain a comfort level with some speed to doing the same repairs and taking similar appliances apart, some diagnostic speed, and your mind absorbs what you need to learn. Just like plumbers, electricians, HVAC, and medical doctors, you need to learn the hand-to-eye skills, you need to learn the patterns, the science behind it, and practice, practice, practice. Only then are you going to become a professional. Now, don't be discouraged. I have just described how difficult it is in a very negative way. However, the appliance repair business is different from, let's say, the medical profession, where you would be thrown in as a doctor or a resident in an ER environment where you're starting to see patients one after the other and you're panic-stricken. No, the appliance repair business always starts off gradually and gives you the opportunity to get your sea legs as you learn. For example, if you're starting your own business, you probably are only going to get a scattering of calls in the first few weeks. You might get one or two, three or four, and you'll have plenty of time to study and focus and make return trips while you learn. Customers are very forgiving. They're not going to be irritated if they know you're working diligently to solve their specific problem. And you can still make some money, not too efficiently, but you will be learning at a great pace, and you won't be under a tremendous amount of pressure. This is what nearly all of my students do. They wind up running maybe one service call a day, or perhaps two, or maybe even just two or three a week. And then over a period of months, the pace picks up until they're running three or four a day, and then five a day. And then they're really making some money, and they're gaining experience and confidence. They know how to handle customers. They know how to handle difficult situations that are unfamiliar. And things just get better and better.